283, authorize contracts as required with 23 service firms for architecture and engineering services in support of Portland Bureau of Transportation Capital Improvement Program.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thanks, Mayor. I'll just turn it over to procurement.
Very good. Thank you. Welcome.
Good morning. Mr. Mayor, Commissioners?
Nope, that train left a long time ago. It's definitely afternoon.
Okay.
Don't tease us.
Well, you know, when you're taking a nap out here, you lose track.
Your moment to
Larry,
shine.
Thanks very much. Larry, your time is up. I move the item, Mayor.
Okay, let's start it with this. Happy second day of spring. How does that sound?
That's awesome.
There we go.
Okay. That's awesome.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. I'm Larry Palat from Procurement Services. You have before you the ordinance. It's through a procurement report recommending 23 price agreements to be awarded to 12 separate firms for a total amount, $26,875,000. This is a small point of clarification. The actual ordinance piece said 23 firms, but there's 12 firms, some of them getting more than one contract in different areas of work. So just a little piece of clarification. These price agreements are for a three-year period, will be utilized as the needs are presented and specific projects are identified in PBOT's budget. And the price agreements range in total value from $500,000 to $2.5 million, with task orders within those agreements limited to between $175,000 on some and up to $500,000 on some others. On September 6, 2017, the Chief Procurement Officer advertised RFP number 69948. Proposals in 8 categories of work were received and opened October 2nd. All proposals were deemed responsive to the requirements of solicitation. The proposals were evaluated in smaller groups based on different work areas by 3 different evaluation teams. All the evaluation teams had at least one community member, an individual through the Minority Evaluator Program. I'm just calling out, there was a lot of hard work in the evaluations on this. There was a lot of stuff to read. It's just kind of an extra thank you to all the members of the evaluation teams, especially the community members through the MEP program. The city issued a notice of intent to award the price agreements on December 18th. No protests were received. This procurement has a particularly interesting story behind it. The entire procurement process is the result of a variation on our standard solicitation process, which was piloted by the Bureau of Transportation a little over a year ago. The standard methodology requires consultants to propose what their utilization of certified firms will be in their actual proposal. What we moved forward with the pilot thought process is not to have them identify specific certified firms, because under these types of agreements, the work itself is not identified. Projects come and go through the budget process, so you don't really know what it is. So what PBOT decided and worked with us, you know, it's kind of a very, very good joint effort a couple years ago, was having the firms propose what their thought process is relative to inclusion. Tell us about some of the people you traditionally use. How do you plan to move this procurement stuff, the participation stuff, forward when we're not really telling you exactly what work you're going to do? It's a difficult process. So what we did is we said, we'll take your thought process. Then when we get the price agreements together, we start issuing task orders against these price agreements. That's when we come back and the PBOT they know what the work is, the project is identified, and they can hold the consultants responsible to a much higher level of participation.
That's interesting.
On the pilot project, the first one that they did, their setup was to achieve the city's goal of 20%. That was their driver. They actually got to just shy of 28% by having additional negotiation. The negotiations went for each task order, there was a huge focus on participation in that. And if PBOT doesn't think that the particular vendor's, you know, doing enough, they can ask them to do more. They can say, we can't quite get there with this one. We're going to go to the next vendor.
So is that where you're getting the $8 million?
Yeah, it is. If we utilize the full value of the contracts at a little over $26 million, right, and we get to the 30%, that's the big piece with this one. PBOT raised the goal from 20% to 30% participation. So if we use the whole thing, get the 30%, It's over $8 million that go to certified firms.
And what sort of enforcement mechanism is not exactly the right word, but how do you ensure that you're going to get that $8.62 million?
What the process is, then, when they issue a task order, they have a specific project. So they know there are certified firms who can do pieces of that project, and that's when they negotiate with the prime vendor on, okay, you're saying you're going to self-perform this piece of work, but we know there are certified firms out there who can do that. We would like you to include them in this task order.
Okay, so would you say that $8 million is a guaranteed deliverable? How would you characterize it?
No, it's an aspirational goal.
Okay.
It is backed up by the negotiation. There was one more little interesting piece to this solicitation process. All of the proposers had to sign an agreement that said they know about the 30% goal and they agreed to utilize all possible means to reach or exceed that goal. So it's not a surprise to them. When they walk into this, they know they're going to be held at that 30%. Now, because we don't have a diversity study that lets us set hard goals, these are aspirational goals, but everybody's very aware of how important this is to you as council members and the city as a whole to get to this participation level. As I said, on the last one, they started out with a goal of 20 and got to 28 by virtue of hard work and negotiating with the vendors and telling the vendors, hey, this is what we need you to do. And it's very successful. Some of the other utility bureaus are moving forward on the same type of thought process, the newer methodology. We don't have enough data to say, wow, this is super successful. Everything we've got so far says it is. And if everything works, and it's mostly a lot of hard work on the part of transportation, but if everything works, this should become the new methodology to get us on these types of price agreements. This should get us better, much, much better participation.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's the backstory. Really quickly,
I don't want to be accused of blowing a quorum here, but I've had to go. So I don't know if you have the requisite votes.
I am essentially done. We're asking for approval here. I'm good.
Good. Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Fritz, any further comments?
No, I just need Commissioner Fish for the last item.
Call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Thank you. Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. That leaves us with two consent agenda items, 273.
Thank you.